Invading the Kingdom of Satan. The Vaudois missionary cautiously produced the carefully written portions of the Holy Scriptures. The light of truth penetrated many a darkened mind, until the Sun of Righteousness shone into the heart with healing in his beams. Often the hearer desired some portion of Scripture to be repeated, as if he would assure himself he had heard aright. Many saw how vain is the mediation of men in behalf of the sinner. They exclaimed with rejoicing, "Christ is my priest, his blood is my sacrifice, his altar is my confessional." So great was the flood of light shed upon them, that they seemed transported to heaven. All fear of death was banished. They could now covet prison if they might thereby honor their Redeemer. In secret places the Word of God was brought forth and read, sometimes to a single soul, sometimes to a little company longing for light. Often the entire night was spent in this manner. Often would words like these be uttered, "Will God accept my offering? Will He smile upon me? Will He pardon me?" The answer was read, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." Those happy souls returned to their homes to diffuse light, to repeat to others, as well as they could, their new experience. They had found the true and living way. Scripture spoke to the hearts of those longing for truth. The messenger of truth went on his way. In many instances his hearers had not asked whence he came or whither he went. They had been so overwhelmed that they had not thought to question him. Could he have been an angel from heaven? They queried. In many cases the messenger of truth had made his way to other lands or was wearing out his life in some dungeon or perhaps his bones were whitening where he had witnessed for the truth. But the words he had left behind were doing their work. The papal leaders saw danger from the labors of these humble itinerants. The light of truth would sweep away the heavy clouds of error that enveloped the people, it would direct minds to God alone and eventually destroy the supremacy of Rome. This people, holding the faith of the ancient church, was a constant testimony to Rome's apostasy and therefore excited hatred and persecution. Their refusal to surrender the scriptures was an offense that Rome could not tolerate.